Sorry, the unsmiling woman said abruptly, turning away. It's new and won't be open until tomorrow.
Look!
Benny yelled.
The merry-go-round!
The children hurried away, forgetting all about the unpleasant woman. They stared at the graceful, carved horses.
They're so lifelike,
Violet breathed, completely won over by the horse's beauty. The calliope music blared forth as the horses moved up and down to the musical beat.
I've never seen such beautiful horses,
Henry said in an awed tone.
And to think,
Violet added,
Alice said they're part of our history.
Jesse marveled at a large brown and gray steed. The gallant horse had plates of armor painted on, and armor over his head so that only his eyes and ears were visible.
I want to ride that gray one with the dots,
Benny said eagerly.
It looks like he's breathing fire.
That's called a dapple gray, Benny,
Jesse explained.
It's hard to choose a favorite,
Violet said, studying them.
They're all so beautiful.
They rode the merry-go-round twice, then dismounted and rode the swings and the Ferris wheel. The Ferris wheel frightened Benny a little. They ate hot dogs and chocolate shakes and trudged over every inch of the dusty grounds. Several times they stopped to try their luck at different games. Henry threw a softball, knocked down 5 wooden milk bottles, and won a box of candy. Jesse put money in a machine full of prizes and maneuvered a huge claw to pick up a silver ring with a green stone. Violet tried her hand at the ring toss and managed to circle 3 pegs, winning a small but cute teddy bear. Benny had his weight guessed, but the man guessed wrong, so Benny won a softball. By mid-afternoon, the children were tired.
I'm ready to go home, Jesse said,
brushing a wisp of hair from her forehead.
Me too,
Benny said.
I was ready after that scary Ferris wheel ride.
Henry led the way to the bikes, and even though the Aldens were weary, they pedaled along the road filled with contentment. It had been a wonderful day. When Joe and Alice got home, the Aldens told them every detail about the rides, the food, and their prizes. The day had been filled with surprises, but Joe had a surprise too.
We're having a barbecue tonight, he said.
Yes, Alice said. Joshua Eaton and his daughter Karen are joining us. They own the amusement park.
Oh, great,
Violet said, her eyes sparkling.
Maybe they'll tell us something about the merry-go-round horses.
I hope so,
Jesse said.
Let's go to our house and clean up.
After Henry had given Joe and Alice the box of candy he'd won, the children left. Once they'd washed and put on clean clothes,